More great news for Cary commuters. With the new Go Cary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the Go Cary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the Go Cary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Go Cary, where getting there is just a tap away.
You're listening to Hit Bull Win Podcast,
the official podcast of the Durham Bulls,
part of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network. Howdy, how's it going?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm doing great. You want to know why I'm doing great?
Is it some type of special occasion?
It is. This is the 50th episode of Hit Bull Win Podcast. Woo! We did it. A good producer would put like a bunch of cheering and applauses and sound effects in there. We'll see what I get to today.
Yeah.
How you doing, Scott?
Good. Good. Just looking at some key cards, dealing with some team travel.
Sure.
Getting ready for Education Day.
Education
Day. At the
time
of this recording, which is tomorrow.
Yeah. Education Day is always one of those weird... Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm Patrick Norwood, video and digital production manager here with the Durham Bulls. That's Scott Strickland. Scott Chevrolet Strickland. That's a dynamite bit. Oh, that's the new bit this year. Oh, my gosh. Happy episode 50. Scott is the assistant general manager, operations. Education Day is always a fun one because I feel like, fun tongue-in-cheek. How's that?
Okay.
Funny. Strange. Odd.
Different.
Let me finish my thought, and then you can jump in. Again, those improv classes would really do you wonders. It always feels like it's this big buildup and it's going to be this huge thing. And then today, as we were talking about it in our staff meeting, I had to think really hard about what happened last Education Day. I remember it,
like
but
all?
I don't really remember much about it other than the fact that yes, it was an Education Day and we went home early. Am I making any sense? I think logistically it's a bigger nightmare for you, obviously, but nightmare is not kind of me to say. Logistically, it's more challenging than other days.
Sure, that's more...
it has less of a negative
publicly
connotation.
Appropriate.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Yeah.
Do you have an Education Day that sticks out in your mind as one that was like stellar or otherwise?
No, not really. Nor do I have one that was like the opposite of stellar.
Right.
They're all just kind of the same to me.
Yeah. Do you enjoy getting to go home early that day?
I do. I do. That's definitely a perk that as you're going through it, you'd be like, okay, well, 3:30 this afternoon, I'm walking home.
Yeah, you're out of here.
Regardless.
Yeah. I do like that with day games. I do like having that feeling.
I believe the only time we've ever doubled up with Bulls and Duke was one of the education days. It would either Education Day or 1 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Where we played at 6 o'clock afterwards. Mm-hmm. That was a lot.
Yeah,
that's a ton.
That's a ton. We had our first day game of the year last homestand. That was opening weekend. Thank you for everybody who came out. Released some cool jerseys, 1913 jerseys. Really nice look.
Really good looking.
Clean look. Yeah. Opening weekend was a ton of fun though. We had some interesting weather.
Yeah,
we overcame it.
Saturday.
We had great crowds. Games were good on the field.
Could have been better.
Entertaining, at least. Teams kind of turned it around as of now. But remember last year we started 8-16. We had Brady on the pod, and we were like, hey, Brady, what's going on, man? What's going on with all these games? And then we ended up winning the whole thing. So don't panic.
So we fixed it.
Yeah, it was us.
Yeah,
Brady walked down to the locker room and was like, guys, we got to pick it up. They're a little bit peeved. So safe to say we won the national championship. We got our rings. Got our championship rings. Really cool design. Shout out Paxton. With a little diamond on the front. Vegas themed. The King of Clubs. King of Clubs and King of Diamonds are angles we probably should have explored a little bit more than we did.
It's always the next one.
The next one in Vegas, yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. That's something we should talk about. Playoffs are going to be a little different for AAA baseball this year.
Gosh.
Going to do a first half, second half.
We're big fans of that.
Half sort of deal. Yeah. What do you think, honestly?
I think it's like we're back in single A again.
It feels like double A.
Yeah.
We did it when I was in Birmingham, and I was like, hold on, so this is like a new season? Kind of. Not really, but kind of.
Yep.
And then, no, it actually is just basically a whole new jam. You can go to our website and find out more about that. We have a great guest for the 50th episode. Brian Wilson, one of the OGs, one of the real ones, is here to talk all things retail and jersey reveals and what has changed in the last 16, 17 years for him and us as a family. But Scott, before we toss it off to our little ad break here, what's been your favorite episode of Hipple Win Pod?
I think Mitch Lukovic has got to be.
Oh, yeah, he's up there.
Got to be the
winner. Which one?
The first one.
The first one.
The first one, because this makes no sense what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Because I wasn't expecting it, how good it would be, which is stupid.
Right.
Because everything that he does.
You can make an argument the second one was even better then because it exceeded expectations.
Yep, that's true. Mitch is the best. So that's my easy, clear cut first thought when you asked me that roughly a minute and a half ago. That's mine. Yours?
Let's go with, I liked when we called you on vacation last year. That was a fun one.
Apparently, I burped at the beginning of that recording.
Yeah, you belched like really hard at the beginning of that phone call, which was, actually, you didn't answer the first time. And it was recording, and I left it in the episode, where you just don't answer. And then you call me back.
I still haven't listened to it.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I liked that one. The Ashley Larson episode was great. Got to see her last week. She came by. It's nice to see her.
Sorry.
Speaking of the retail episodes.
It was lunchtime.
Yeah.
For them.
Yeah. Around lunch. She brought the little boy by.
Yep.
Jack by. So yeah, no, it was good. It was good. It was great. But yeah, we've got a great episode coming up. We hope you enjoy the 50th. So many more to come. So many more episodes to come. But we're excited to be at 50. And we will talk to Brian Wilson right after this.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.
All right, 50th episode celebration. We're now here with Brian Wilson, Durham Bulls legend. I feel like we have like legend type, OG type off front office people, right? I'm sitting here with two of them. I don't think I've hit that echelon yet. I'm not on that tier.
It's gotta be a years thing in there somehow.
Do what now?
There's got to be a years part to that formula.
Yeah. Yeah. And what is the years? Okay, great segue. Brian, how long have you been here?
This is my 17th season.
17.
So 16 years, Scott. Yeah,
I feel like, oh, God.
Well, how old is he? Well, he's going to turn 8 next year, so he's 7.
My in-laws have a thing where they think the day you were born is your first birthday.
Yeah. I wish so it's it worked all sort that way.
Of, you wish it.
It would clean up so many things. It goes to the anniversary and years. And
it makes total sense. It makes total sense. Like, they said it to me, and I was like, that's fair. I'm not doing that, but that's fair.
But that's fair. The logic is there.
Yeah. I turned 29 last year. My mother-in-law, like, ooh, a happy 30. I'm like, don't you start. Don't start with that. Anyway.
So you kind of already are 30.
Yep, right. Right. Trips around the sun, though. But then you go into the semantics that, yeah, you don't believe in the sun, so I guess that's not a good place
Correct.
To start. We're really getting into the Durham Bulls front office anthology right now. Brian, let's talk about you. Let's talk about your first day at Durham Bulls Athletic Park and how that may change to someone's first day now.
Oh, wow. First day. Actually, I had a very interesting first week. I don't even know if Scott remembers. But first day, I walked in, said hello.
To who?
The person at the front desk.
Okay.
And then Mike Burling met me. Walked me into the store, walked around for maybe 15, 20 minutes, brought Teresa Stocking in to talk to me about the register system, which is when I found out that my wife taught Teresa's daughter first grade.
The more you know. I did not know that.
Yes.
Wow.
Did you just refer to it as like first grade as a topic?
She taught her the first grade.
The first grade.
She was her first grade teacher.
She was the teacher of Teresa's daughter's first grade class.
You're really firing on all cylinders.
You are going today, aren't you?
You're really on it, aren't you? Okay, so, and then how many people would you say were in the front office at the time?
Maybe 16, 17.
It got announced in a staff meeting today. This is the largest front office in Bulls history. Is that true?
I wrote that down mentally to go back and
to double check.
It is very close.
It's got to be close.
It's very close.
I just don't know if it is.
17, 18 might have.
Recency bias. 19 was high.
19 we had a lot, but I don't know if we had this many.
Did we ever hit over 40?
Well, y'all, there's some different formulas in here too, right? You got
this is also like the retirement of the tarp pool.
You got your full time folks. You don't have, you know, you got there's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, there is. There is. So, Brian, out of those 16 or 17 people, how many are still here? This is not a, oh my gosh, the turnover is so high, whatever.
Other than myself.
Other than yourself. Three.
It would be Scott Strickland.
Scott.
Mike Burling.
Yep.
Teresa Stocking.
That's crazy. That's crazy. And then, so you've seen the whole area kind of grow up, right?
Yes.
We can get more into a further Durham topic with the two of you that I'll let you lead, Scotty. But out of everything that you've seen change, what has been the wildest change around downtown? Excuse me. Not downtown.
Around downtown.
It's around downtown. Around downtown. Yeah. It's acceptable.
The
You're good. You're good.
The downtown metro area. Yeah. Let's call it that. The suburbs.
Honestly, I think over by the DAP with all of the...
Sure. Boxcar, proud sponsor of the Durham Bulls.
Yes, absolutely. Shout out Boxcar.
Yeah. Bring us some pizza.
Motorco, a little ghost pepper wing action.
Yeah, everything over there. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you remember the 2 years we played, the 2 days we played at the DAP. How that was, I mean, using the gator to pull the batting cage down Blackwell Street.
Yeah, sure.
And then now that's the place to be. But around the ballpark, my first year was when the Diamond View 2 skeleton was going up.
Uh-huh.
And I believe that opened in 09, officially. 08. Mm-hmm. Middle of 08?
Philly Tobacco Road opened in May of 08.
May, okay. Reason.
You brought something up that we get a lot of questions on, I feel like, for someone who listens to Hit Bull Win Pod. This is a good opportunity for you to, because we can't really respond when it comes up on social, but people ask all the time, when are we playing another game at the DAP? When are we playing another game at the old ballpark? So Scott, I'll give you the floor for, let's say, 20 seconds.
Not anytime soon would probably be the answer to that question.
Okay.
I think that's one of those things that sounds great.
Oh, I'll be the response.
Okay.
But why?
So there aren't enough restrooms to support modern day needs. There's essentially no internet. Our last time there, we had the credit card machine.
Yes, we did.
Slider majiggers. That's what I like to call them. Thingy majiggers. There's no grill. There's no, because there's no hoods. There's no way to cook anything over there.
Right. And you don't think like a bring your own food would do well at the DAP, right?
Nope. There's also no parking. You know, all the things that go into... there's a video board that's kind of behind.
That's a huge crux of my job, but yeah.
But yeah, so there's, I don't know, there's just a lot of things you don't think about when you drive by there and think, oh, cool, it's a cool venue. It is a cool venue.
Yeah.
It's just not necessarily in the normal realm of amenities that everyone expects at a sporting event now.
Sure. Sure. So Brian, across the years, more specifically, so Brian is our director of retail operations.
Yes.
Is that your title officially? Director of retail.
Director of merchandise.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Slash.
Ooh. Instead of a comma, we got a slash.
Team travel.
I like that.
Busy day in team travel.
Very busy day in team travel.
Went from not busy
to extremely busy.
But getting back to retail, that world has changed so drastically, even in the time that I've been at the Bulls. What has been the biggest obstacle that you've seen with minor league baseball retail, with retail specifically for the Bulls, ETC? Since you've been doing this?
That is a fantastic question.
Thank you.
Right now, I believe the most difficult has stemmed from the last few years with supply chain.
Okay.
For instance, I'm actually not going to be at the game Wednesday night because I'm going to work with a vendor for 2024 headwear and apparel. We have to have the orders in by the end of April.
Right.
For 24.
For all the people who sit there and they're like, oh my gosh, like... They just come up with it so quick, and then it's it. No, that's not how that works. No,
right. So
not at all.
Another way to look at it is, oh, that hat was awesome. When are you going to get more in next year?
Yeah,
because we cannot physically get them here that fast.
Sure,
it takes 10 to 12 months.
Sure. So the COVID brought on supply chain lingering issues has been the biggest obstacle you've faced in your 16
yes,
season,
by
17
far.
Years. That's to sit here and say that, like, I, it's crazy to me to think Scott and I were doing a podcast in this room right like 2 weeks after we all get sent home. Do you remember that for COVID? And how much our world has changed. The world itself obviously has changed a lot, but especially our world. And yet people still come back here because they wanted that sense of normalcy, right? In 2021. And I think if people knew how much everything changed around the ballpark, especially retail is a great example of that.
Going back to that, I believe there was, what, 4 or 5 of us that could actually be in the ballpark at one time.
Right.
I was one of them. Obviously, Scott, you were one of them. And we couldn't be near each other.
Right. Yeah.
And we were still working
on Foursquare.
We were working on e-commerce because we were able to keep that open. And then in mid-May, we could open the store up again. But yes, going back to your question, I think the supply chain, trying to order product, like I said, a year in advance to know what's going to be hot, know what the fans are going to want. It's almost a very educated formula of a guess.
I don't know if you have these numbers off the top of your head, but let's go from your first year to last year. Just number of things that you sold in the store your first year, number of things you sold in the store
Of things you sold opening day.
From 2007, year ending 2007 to year ending 2022, we are 4 times the amount than we did in 2007.
That's so much, dude. That's so much of stuff.
So if you ever, I like watching people. Don't know if y'all two knew.
Oh,
that.
Really? Oh,
never,
I did not know
never
that.
Knew that about
wow,
you,
that
Scotty.
Is insane information that I'm hearing for the first
time.
I
love going to the Atlanta airport and sitting on one of the corners in the middle
quad
terminal.
That is an airport, too.
And just watching the comings and goings. If you like, I feel like this is on board, on something, with going to the airport at the observatory and watching the planes take off, right? You can spend like an hour there with a kid or something, or your nephew or whatever. I feel like it's not hopefully going to be as bad as it used to be or as much as it used to be. But you could come put a lawn chair in front of the DBAP on a Friday night and watch Brian and his staff just walk up and down the street.
With the amount
with
the
boxes
amount
coming from our quote-unquote warehouse to this ballpark corner store.
It's a much longer walk now.
It's a much longer walk. It's fun to watch.
I think people get
signs of progress, I guess.
The impression that we have like 40 different merchandise people with the amount of stuff we train. It's Brian and Emily.
And Emily.
And a handful of others that we could not survive without, obviously. But just next time you see Brian or Emily, give them a shout out. Just say, hey, thanks for, appreciate what you're doing. I'm going to ask a sort of, maybe not difficult question, but an interesting one. Do you have a favorite jersey, on-field jersey, that the Bulls have worn in your tenure here?
Are we including theme night?
Yeah, that's everything from Game of Thrones and what? Was that 2010, 12?
Yeah.
You got to go Star Wars, right?
All the way to Stranger Things last year.
Brian's a big Star Wars guy.
I think you have to do categories, though, because my number one was 2008, our very first autism jersey.
Yeah, awesome.
For personal reasons.
Sure.
R2-D2, very first R2-D2.
Yeah.
That was amazing. We had done Star Wars before, but that's the one that set off Star Wars minor league baseball mania.
I think you can go back and listen to the episode where we had Paxton on and we talked about jersey reveals and that sort of creative process and everything. But Brian, from your side, what does a jersey reveal look like from start to finish?
It starts way off in the artwork process, working with obviously the marketing department to get the right theme, and then once we get that down, it's getting the product here so you all can do a great video.
Appreciate it.
Always top notch work. Getting it here, having the product in store, or at least where we can do a pre-order where we know it's going to get here on time, but still get it out to the customers.
Yeah.
And then obviously you have to put, if we're going to do a team hat, have that arrive all at the same time to make sure we can get that out.
Yeah.
Then get it out to our e-commerce and our mail list and social media. I think the best one we've ever had is probably between the very first Bull Sharks and last year's anniversary jerseys.
Yeah. The Bull Sharks jerseys I will always remember is one that really went off. Which we were obviously very thankful for, but I think when we shot it, Paxton and I were just kind of, oh yeah, good. It was a busy week. Scott, that was actually the week that you got COVID, my man.
First week of August.
Yep. It was the first week of August.
2021.
And I had ridden in your truck. And so I had to go get tested. Do you remember this?
You had to go up to Virginia, didn't you?
I had to go to South Boston, Virginia to go get, it was the only place that had a rapid test. And I was going to be damned if I was going to miss Bull Sharks. There's no way I was going to miss that game because the jerseys had just gone off. Was there any sort of jersey or even product that you're like, this will not sell? This is, maybe not that it looked bad, but you just didn't think people were going to buy it, that it really then just kind of blew you out of the water when they did.
This is not a cop out, but when that happens, I try to put it out of my mind as soon as possible and not focus on what didn't work and focus on what does work.
Because you're pretty good at predicting what is going to sell.
Right. It's, but, man. In hindsight, I thought the shower shoes uniform was great. It just didn't take off.
It just didn't take off. Was there anything the other way, though, where it was something that you didn't think was going to be great, and then it took off?
I did not know how popular Stranger Things was, the very first one.
Yeah.
I have not gotten into it yet. Being a Star Wars guy, you would think I would be right along that. I watched a few of the first season's episodes, and I just couldn't get into it. And then when I saw that very first game and that release we did, this is a thing.
Yeah, I started here March 14th, 2018. March 15th, 2018, we had our first Stranger Things meeting of like, and then we had a meeting about that night every week for 4 months from that March day till when it actually happened. I think we did it July 11th.
July, yeah.
Of that year. And it was so great to watch it all culminate like that. And the jerseys took off. People loved it. They thought it was super creative. But yeah, I mean, that's one of those things, right? Like I go through old files and I find the Game of Thrones
That was jerseys, a great day.
And those, they look really cool, but I'm not a big Game of Thrones guy.
Right.
Which, again, sounds weird because I love Lord of the Rings and Star Wars and all that, but Game of Thrones is just one I never really got into. But those jerseys and that look were special, right? That's something super unique.
Now, when we do Star Wars, we expect people to be dressed up. It's a, you know, when I was four when I came out.
Right.
That's a cultural icon. I did not know Stranger Things was, you know, this generation Star Wars. And when people were dressed up, had made their own shirts, and that was just an astounding day.
Yeah. Shout out to the Duffer Brothers.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you. 50th episode celebration. We got to mention the Duffer Brothers.
Yes.
We texted about this over, that's not true. We Voxer texted about this over the weekend. Let's dig into the war stories a little bit. Has there ever been a jersey that you ordered that didn't know if it was going to get here in time?
Oh, yes.
what was the closest call? We talking 24 hours?
We're talking six.
Oh, wow.
Are we talking gamers or are we talking...
Gamers. Let's go big significance.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a few where Canes jerseys.
Okay.
And it's just because of how hard the process is. And back in those days, you know, 10 years ago, we weren't coming up with these ideas a year in advance.
Right.
We were coming up with these ideas 6 weeks in advance.
Yeah. Hey, you have a month.
Yeah.
Can you get this done?
And we would go to OT Sports. Shout out. Official.
Big shout
on-field.
Out OT Sports. Yeah.
Hey, we have this idea. Can you pull this off in 4 weeks? Well, normally it takes 8 weeks. I know. Yes, we got you.
Yeah.
And they would be delivering it, you know, hand delivering it to us that morning.
So let's have a small discussion about OT Sports, because I feel like that's a world that not a lot of people know about, that we could kind of reveal to some
bring
folks.
Some attention to
as we should. A lot of, you know, major league teams They have, you know, oh, they're a Nike team, or they're sponsored by Adidas, or even college athletics, right? Is, right. Oh, they're Under Armour, they're Nike, they're Adidas, they are Russell Athletic. OT Sports is an interesting venture for us and other minor league teams, because it's not really that way, right? And so talk to me a little bit about what our relationship is with OT Sports and how sort of that relationship works, especially where they are locationally.
So this goes back even prior to me.
Right.
I believe in 03 or 04, they were given the replica rights. So they couldn't do on-field, but they could do replicas. And then throughout the course, 2007, 2008, they were able to do theme nights. And that's when it really exploded. They have the technology and the uniforms where they can sublimate these incredible theme night jerseys that you're seeing today.
Can you define sublimation for people that may not know?
Scott Strickland. Sublimation basically is where it's, if you look out on the field, it looks like it's almost ironed on. It's not a twill. It's not a tackle twill.
Right.
What it actually is they create the jersey inside all the ink inside the jersey.
Yeah.
So it's a part of the jersey. It's not added on after like a silk screen or anything like that.
Yeah.
So when you see it on the field, or you see it in the store and you think, oh, it's not tackle twill, it's actually a more difficult process.
Yeah.
And I'm putting it into layman's terms. They can speak on it much better than I can. But we've been to the their factory, which is in Burlington.
Yes.
And done the tour and how they make the jerseys.
And it's wild.
It is absolutely amazing.
And it's one of those buildings that when you pull up, you're like, oh, this is like a two-story building that's probably, I don't know, 30 yards long. And then you get in there and you're like, this keeps going.
Never ending.
There's like 100 rooms in here that are not small little tiny offices. They are huge sprawling landscapes of people sewing and printing and working with color. That was a really cool trip. A really, really cool trip.
So in about 2015 or so, they wanted to become one of the three or four official on-field providers. So we were the guinea pig. We were the only team to see how the fabric would work, and it went off without a hitch. And I believe they're up to 90 teams that do the on-field.
And they don't just do baseball.
No, they are huge into minor league hockey.
Minor league hockey's a huge one.
Youth. Yeah. Big three basketball.
Okay.
Yeah. They do all the uniforms for that.
That's awesome.
Other baseball ventures, World Baseball Classic, things like that. So shout out to Scott Golnick.
Yeah. Big shout out.
Shout out for his gold, black, gold piping as well.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brian, one last question for you. There are a lot of people that want to get in sports, and I get this question all the time of, oh, I want to work in sports. How do I do it? Which I don't really love, because there's not an answer that's like that makes it sound super sexy. It's not like a, oh, well, yeah, if you just work hard, then you got to. That's half of it.
Right.
That is absolutely half of it. The other half is just time. It just takes a lot of time to get into it. It takes a lot of love and attention, and that's something that I think out of most people I've worked with in minor league baseball, the two of you are probably at the top of my list as far as work here the most, are here the most, put effort in, put work in. But I will ask you the question, Brian, because there are going to be people that, you know, they want to work in sports, but they understand they can't do the broadcasting part. They can't do the, you know, yada, yada, yada. Maybe they're not athletically gifted, unlike anybody at this table.
That's right.
How does someone get into sports merchandise?
That is a great question.
One you hadn't thought of in 17 years.
May I suggest going to school for social studies and business education?
Yeah.
Because that worked
for
me.
Yeah,
sure. Yes, little known fact. Scott, I was going to be a teacher.
Social studies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think one of the best ways, and this is a testament to you, hats off to you, there have been many people who have come through your shop, learned from you, and then gone to work at another minor league team or for a major league team at, you know, some sort of capacity.
He's got an entourage at winter meetings.
He does. He does. And it's awesome. And I think that's a testament to you and a feather in your cap that so many people leave here and they're ready to take that next step, that I would encourage people, come meet Brian. He is at the store.
I appreciate it.
If the store is open, he is at the store.
I am there.
Go talk to Brian and
changing
and
up a little bit.
Pick his brain.
What was your first retail job?
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Wow.
So the Bulls were technically your second. Not technically, they were.
Yeah. Like in college, I worked at a small sporting goods store.
So that's what started. Through. You just need a summer job.
Yeah. And then where I'm from, getting a teaching job at that time was extremely difficult. So people would sub and then do other jobs. And I was moved down here.
Yeah. Were you a substitute at some point?
Yes, yeah, very briefly.
Cool. This is awesome.
I quickly realized that it takes a very special person to be a teacher, and I wasn't.
What age?
Amen to that.
22.
No.
No, what age were the kids?
Yeah.
Oh, secondary ed.
Oof.
What?
Like my wife is a teacher, and the things I see her do on a daily basis astound me.
What do you think the best lesson plan was that you drew up?
Oh, man.
Bill Nye, the science guy, baby.
Watch an ACC basketball tournament.
Here comes the TV rolling cart.
Probably the one I was most passionate about was World War II.
Social studies.
The dropping of the first atomic bomb.
Really?
And the second.
Huh. You know,
29 years to the day before Brian Wilson was born.
I think we should do an off-season project where each staff member, you have 20 minutes.
If you weren't doing this, what would you be doing?
No. You get a topic, you make a PowerPoint, you have 20 minutes to teach everybody something. We do like a Friday lunch and
I would do sea turtles.
And you'd be great at it.
Yes. I'm very passionate about this.
Brian can do the atomic bomb and I can do some film something or another.
Kelly can do landing on the moon.
All right. And on that note, Brian, is there anything else you want to tell the good people of Hipple Win Podcast?
Just thanks to all the fans out there. Keep coming in. We're happy to get the season going.
Brian will set you up, man. Brian will really set you up. Before I worked here, actually, I don't know if I ever told you this story. I bought a Lollygaggers t-shirt. My dad loves the movie, right? And at the time, I was just dating some girl from Durham. That's my wife.
Shout out, Jade.
Shout out. She brought me to a game. It was April 2017. And I bought a shirt, shipped it back to dad, bought the wrong size. They called the store. Who answers the phone but Brian Wilson? New shirt in the mail that day. And just
problem solved.
Class. Problem absolute solved. Class. So, Brian, we appreciate you. Y'all go see him. DurhamBulls.com/shop. Go buy all the gear. Go buy all of the gear. Also, if you're somebody that's like, I don't want to spend full price, we're doing something like every week, man. We give y'all deals.
Yeah.
Just take advantage. DurhamBulls.com/shop. He's Brian Wilson. That's our retail segment. 50th anniversary.
See?
Ooh.
That's my point. You're buying into it.
50th celebration episode rolls on after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fifty episodes is a lot. It's been a lot of fun. I've obviously not been on for all 50. I think my first episode was like
13. Nor have I.
13? You're like the IMDb credit.
First I just said I haven't, but then we just talked about the one that I wasn't. I was. I wonder if there's one was. I feel like there was one with Suter. Oh, Suter and Peter Wallace.
And now that you're on the intro,
That didn't count.
All right.
Yeah.
We hope you liked the new little refresh on the music and intro and everything. By the way.
Oh, you didn't tell me that part.
Yeah.
Obviously,
we recorded it, and I didn't tell you. Yes, that's what we're doing—a little spring cleaning. We're gonna try it out. If it sucks, we'll go back. But I really just wanted to do something a little new.
Who agreed to be Pearl Jam?
Bob Seger? Yeah, Foo Fighters for sure. Foo Fighters for sure. I'm gonna go see them in Boston.
The best.
Did you know that's my favorite band?
No, I did not.
Yeah. I saw them. I took a megabus to Atlanta, Georgia, the night before the Super Bowl in 2019.
Did you sit on the top?
Yes. Next to a man wearing a velvet fedora and sweatpants.
What was Nico doing on that bus?
Hey.
Biddens.
No,
shout out to our friend Nico.
It's a great show. It's 3 rows back from Foo Fighters. It's great. Rest in peace, Taylor Hawkins. I am seeing them in Boston next month, actually.
At the Garden?
No, at Harvard's campus.
Okay.
And I'm very excited for that part specifically. Made me even more excited.
Where
for
do
the
they
trip.
Play on Harvest Campus?
I have no idea.
Do they have a basketball arena?
I don't know. It's like a music festival, so I assume it's outside. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Boston in May.
Yeah, that's gonna be awesome. Yeah. Boston's a really cool town.
First week of May.
Last. So it'll be good. Come back here, get some work done. You know how it is. Yeah. But hey, look, we've got games going on, and they're really, really fun. We had a great opening night. We had a ton of great flyover.
Fantastic.
Great flyover opening night, which is always a little intimidating, I think, especially for yourself, but also the promotions director, Leslie Martin. And they hit the last measure of Star Spangled Banner, and I was like, I'm not seeing any planes. And then all of a sudden,
almost like dead center of the field.
It was awesome. It was awesome. So yeah, we've got cool stuff though. Every night we've got Copa this week. Our Copa release was great. People really liked the Sugar Skull Bowl. Yeah, and we've got 1913s again this week. That's going to be a weekly thing. Halfway through the season, we'll switch that up. That's a little teaser, a little inside info for you. Education Day is tomorrow. For those who don't know what that is, that's when schools come out to the ballpark, right. And it's a big school day. I just realized that it's not inherent knowledge. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're excited to see you. We're excited to have another season. It's crazy, man. They keep rolling. It feels like we just got done with a season.
It does.
Here we are. You know, I think Vegas kind of
from Vegas to March 31st. Boom.
Yeah, like 6 days. Yeah. But no, seriously. And also, big shout out. Ben Tidwell came out to
me. Your
boy. We answered his question on the mailbag episode.
Yeah.
And he came out to me at FanFest and introduced himself. If you're one of those people that's like, oh, I listen, but I would never. Please do.
We're here.
It's awesome. It's a super good feeling to know that, like, oh, like, we've connected to people. There's sort of that, like, interconnection you can have with people that you've never met that's really cool to me.
What was his question that we answered?
Give me a second. Okay. I don't actually remember what it was, but I know exactly where the photo's saved, so it'll take a second.
Well,
yeah.
One was from Jade.
One okay.
One was probably
Scott,
from a
Scott,
plant.
Don't reveal what we... He asked, how did he become a Bulls fan? Huh. And he had merch on. He was like, yeah, listen to Scott's advice, because he said, you got to go buy a shirt, you got to go buy merch. So he had a hat on. He was ready to
You're
go.
You're welcome,
man.
Brian Wilson.
It was great. Maybe it was a shirt. But yeah, Ben, shout out Ben, man. Great dude. Hope you enjoyed FanFest. I think he got his pictures with the trophies, which is cool. I thought that was
That's always a
neat
cool
little
picture,
thing. Man. Oh my gosh, the renovations. Everything looks fantastic.
Ish.
Everything looks fantastic.
We're getting there.
Yes, it's getting there. But History Hall looks incredible.
We still have final punch list walkthrough tape on Mike Burling's wall. That walkthrough
sure
was done the first week of January.
Yeah. Good.
That's not on my brain at all right now.
No, not at all.
I'm not bitter about it.
Not at all.
I am excited about it. I'm excited about the opportunities that maybe we'll get that fixed in month four.
There's a big thing about changing your language from being like, oh, I'm dreading that, to, oh, that's going to be a challenge.
Yes.
Right? And I think you're doing a really good job of that right now.
I feel like that might be a subject in CBC University, maybe.
Hey, no one has any. That's such a niche joke. For the four of you in the front office
that are
listening to this episode, we hope you got a good kick out of that. TARP teams got announced today.
Yeah.
So we got TARP teams. That's going to be fun. Maybe we'll get Sasha on the podcast one day.
Team captains, pretty much. I don't think Greeny knew.
Greeny had no idea.
Yeah.
Which was fun.
So, peek behind the curtain here. We divide our office into two TARP teams.
Mm-hmm.
And mainly that is primary purposes for morning TARP polls. And mainly from that, it's weekends, right? So that Patrick and Scott don't have to come in on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, pull a TARP off, and then come back in on Sunday morning and pull it off at 8 o'clock.
Shut up.
It would be a different team.
Yeah.
But we have to have captains. We have to have people that, you know, get the message from Cam saying, hey, Norwood, your team's
on
tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then Norwood would communicate to his team. But we go off of seniority.
Yep.
And there's two things happened. One, there's been a lot of people who are still here who have all been TARP captains. And then there was just like a void.
Yeah.
An empty, nothing. What are those things that blow in the tumbleweeds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going black hole, but I should have known better because that deals with space.
That's correct.
And yeah.
Yeah. That's another episode for another day.
Yep.
And so, yeah, we had like people who've been here for a year and a half, 2 years tops, who are up next in line.
If my memory serves me correctly, was Sasha on a TARP team last year?
Yeah.
She was?
Last year was her first year
pulling
TARP.
Yeah, yeah. And now she's a captain.
She beat Austin on Higher Date by like a month. Yeah.
Dude.
We had to look that up.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Tarp captain's an interesting role.
Mm-hmm.
Because you also get all the, you think like, oh yeah, no, I've got to communicate with everybody. You also get communication back from a lot of those people that are like, are you kidding me? We just pulled last week. How is the other team not
on? What a tremendous opportunity this will be.
Yes. Yes. I really get to test my mettle to see if I will be able to wake up that early and come pull tarp, or if I just want to take the hit on the wallet and buy everybody chicken biscuits.
Yep.
In my tarp captain
Sometimes
email.
You gotta make those
so
decisions.
Greeny today was like, hey, can you send me the tarp captain email you sent out to your crew? And it was 2021 when we had like, what was it, six people per, not really, but it was, we had small teams. And I sent everybody, here is the exact price of buying this many chicken biscuits. You are a grown person. If you decide that that is a better option to you, that's okay. I will not judge you. You're making your own decision.
You only get judged on the second time.
Yeah. But no, and we didn't really have an issue that season. I think I pulled four times that season. I think Izzy pulled once.
Yep.
Which is how it goes.
That's the way cookie crumbles.
That's how it is. So yeah, that's a little peek behind the curtain. We're going to get more regular on these episodes. Sorry we took a month off, but you know, opening day and all that, that'll happen.
Hashtag.
We get busy. So yeah, we'll talk to y'all in a couple weeks. If you've got any topics, anything you want us to talk about, anybody you want us to interview, please reach out.
We got to get MJ on.
Hit us on the DMs. Yeah, we got a new manager. Got to get him on. I mean, we've got a lot of returning guys. We got to get them on.
We got some raised front office people coming this homestand and next. And so maybe there's Rays. We actually talk a little baseball maybe.
Yeah, yeah,
we'll
yeah.
have a next baseball episode.
Next homestand, that'd be great.
Okay.
I think we're a little early to like, or a little bit too close to the date to be like, hey, let's just bang out another Hippleman podcast. But I like the idea of that for sure. Getting
record
back to the
play
baseball,
later, maybe.
Because I don't know if you know this, the Rays are undefeated.
Knock on wood.
And pretty dang good at baseball.
Yes, scoring a lot of runs.
Yes, sir. Okay, hey, it's Hipple Win Podcast. Thank you so much for being great listeners. For 50 episodes, that's a lot. Get yourself some tickets, durhambulls.com/tickets. Go buy some cool gear. Help out Brian Wilson, man. There's nobody better. He's tops. Absolutely awesome, dude. He'll help you out. Seriously, go down to the team store and say hey to him.
Hopefully he's not banging his head against the wall.
No, he's fine. And if he is, just give him 5 minutes and he'll be fine afterward.
Yeah, that's what we got a first aid kit for.
Yep, there we go. Did that happen?
It did, literally.
Is that the little bump on his head? I didn't want to say anything because I was like, I thought it was like paint.
He was trying to, I think he was either moving a fixture or taking something off a fixture, and the fixture came with
Brian.
The item. And he, you know, the not analogy, but the saying about a blood and pig. And
Yeah,
that's what was happening.
Oh, poor guy.
Yep.
Poor guy. All right. Well, I didn't want to say anything. I just thought he got paint on his head. He's had a long day. I didn't
he
want
puts
to be
blood,
like, hey,
sweat,
man.
And tears into
he
that.
Legitimately
shot.
Does. Mm-hmm. Legitimately. So yeah, go shout out Brian. Go talk to him. Tell him you heard him on the pod. I know he would appreciate it. He's been a listener for a long time. Durhambulls.com/shop. If you can't get down there, they're really good about shipping, returning, all that jazz. And yeah, we'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Thanks for listening. Bye bye.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new Go Cary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the Go Cary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the Go Cary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Go Cary, where getting there is just a tap away.